Check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9711. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Babu. It's a Carway Jr. His show's so great. An OG Valley starter repping 818. Been hearing forever. How is that so good? But you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1. I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Wednesday, it must mean Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
What, man? What? What, Tim?
Angry as hell today.
Yes. How you doing? But hey, you know, Tim,
You've been angry since you slammed your car door in the parking lot, man. Angry as hell.
You know what?
Usually a very happy-go-lucky guy.
And I don't even know how to be angry because look, I'm so angry, I'm laughing. I mean, but you know, let's move on with the show.
Yeah,
but
you don't want to tell everybody why you're angry. Huh?
Hey, man, it's always
I couldn't ask you off the air.
Yeah, but. Tim, wait. You made me forget what my opening remarks are.
Oh, hell.
Oh,
hell
ass.
Oh, damn it. But anyway, thanks for coming in, Bubba.
Hey, man, I'm here every week, Tim.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays, I'm here. And Tuesdays is who?
It's Sam Phillips and Kerry Kasem. They alternate.
And Thursday, you do Jesse.
Well, Jesse Jackson. Friday, Adam Carolla. And then we got the weekend.
Love it.
Monday rolls around again.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're familiar with YouTube. You're a big YouTube guy, right?
Yeah. You know I love
You're looking at a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen... We finally got permission from CBS Legal to play this on the air. But have you seen the YouTube of Dimitri the Stud?
No.
Okay. This is going to be great.
Okay. So do we have them put Dimitri the Stud in their YouTube?
No, we actually have the ability now to play it on the air. Mm-hmm. And it's really only the audio. There's no visual to it. The visual is what happened was this guy. I think he was in Toronto that happened, but. A lot of people say it's San Francisco, wherever it happened.
Okay.
This guy, Dimitri, approached this woman on the street, asked her out. Mm-hmm. She gave him her business card. He called the office twice. First time, here's my number. Here's what I'm all about. How mm-hmm. you doing? How you doing? Second call, angry as hell. You better call me. Sort of like stalking. And then no third call, right? So she takes the tapes and puts them up on YouTube.
Ooh.
And these, from what I understand, are absolutely authentic. And it really is a pretty good audio.
Okay.
You ready to hear this?
Is he more angry than I am?
He's weirder than you are.
Okay. I'm glad that was the answer.
Yeah. All right, here's the audio. Here we go.
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we... met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day.
Okay, now who believes that? I mean, women don't approach Brad Pitt 7 times a day.
Yeah, and just, I can listen to his voice. You would get this from him. Hi. And hi. Just that voice would stop the approaches. People would pass the word.
Yeah, he's being approached by every woman.
I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you. And your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you. And I was very taken by you.
And initially, look at this, even before he ever speaks to her on the phone, he's trying to drive a wedge between her and her friends.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, nah, your friends were jealous of me. They're jealous of you because I was talking to you.
A little Dr. Phil and a Dr. Kill, we should call him. But there was a little psychology going on there.
Yeah, you know? There's some weird vibe going on.
Even if they say they're not, they are.
Yeah, they absolutely are. All right, here's Dimitri the Stud.
And I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages.
Jesus Christ.
I'm giving you an opportunity here.
I'm giving you an opportunity for what?
To move and change your phone number?
I can't tease crazy women anymore after this call. Listen to this guy. Whoa.
It's crazy as hell. I'm giving you an opportunity. Who speaks like that?
Thank you.
I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But when you do, call me. And then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin.
love to read that script, by the way. Would love to read that screenplay.
Yeah, it's so eloquent. Mm. I think she has an interesting Monday ahead of her, or an interesting date. Here's going to be the first date with this clown.
And then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin.
We'll let the romance begin. We'll let the romance begin. Who has, well, I don't know, maybe chicks like this, who knows?
We'll find out.
Yeah, Dimitri the stud, man.
You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly.
No,
I don't really.
It wasn't taken aback, my man. You scared the S out of me because you are crazy. Charles Manson approaches women like you do.
But in Europe, that sells.
Oh, Tim. Don't you start with that Europe thing.
In Europe, it's great. The guy's from Greece.
You know what? We have a country because I hate Europe and we hated Europe. And they,
Yeah, this country was designed by people who hate Europe.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are here because someone had the good sense to say, you know, Europe
sucks.
Has a problem. Yeah, it sucks. Right. Yeah. It really sucks, and we're moving on.
Yeah, we pressed on. We built this country. And now this country sucks. We got to build another one somewhere.
We got to find the Nina. You think those boats are still available?
They better crank them up because we've got to get out of here.
That's the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
Yeah. Can't use your cell phone anymore. You can't smoke in the car. Everyone has to have a seatbelt on.
I almost made a citizen's arrest today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I saw somebody on the phone, huh?
Yeah. You know, and I'm like, hey, you're going to kill somebody this week.
Yeah, last week it was cool.
Yeah, we're fine, but this week you're going to kill somebody.
All right, here's more of a Dimitri the Stud.
Right on.
YouTube. Check it out.
Because I don't really date timid women because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. And I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Olga may never develop that level of courage. She may be put in a box in Forest Lawn before she develops that type of courage.
Even worse, a box in his basement. You know, you really got to be careful with this guy.
All right. Here's now the second call to Olga from Dimitri the Stud. And you can see it on YouTube. Here we go. The second call after she has not called him back. Mm. Now he's rather irritated.
What's wrong?
You're calling again. The guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second.
Anytime some guy says, here's the way I work, he's a professional killer. He's a, you know, like a mobster. Here's the way I work.
This is probably the reason I didn't get the Halle Berry date. Because
this was your move?
I used this approach.
Ah, damn it.
And I didn't know that there were copycats out there.
Not so good, huh?
Not the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work.
Play a little Jeopardy?
Yeah. What TV shows are introducing the games that women play? Yeah, you're right. I'd like to read the guy's script because his references are all just so vague.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way I work. You were watching TV with your friends. It's like a child.
Jesus Christ.
Here's more of Dimitri the Stud, everybody.
It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work, because, you know, some people leave early, and I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3:00 Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer...
it sounds like, doesn't it sound like ransom?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, but it sounds like, you know, if you don't call me back, I will hunt you down and kill you.
And in his mind, he's thinking, during that first call, I'll eventually have sex with her.
Right.
If I play my cards right.
Yeah.
And make five more calls.
Right. Exactly. But don't you just envision this guy in an apartment? It's a studio apartment, not so great part of town. And there's like a coffee table and a chair and a phone and maybe a coffee pot. I mean, and he's just, you know, there's no furniture. There's no TV or anything. A
poster of Scarface and Gary Coleman.
Because who the hell would hire this guy?
Yeah.
Who wants to be around this clown? All right, there's more.
I want to read that screenplay. I don't need to be in the same room with him, but I'd like to see that screenplay.
I like when he says I'm working on a movie script. Like,
yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, so it's not just a sitcom, right? Got yourself it's a motion picture. All right, Dimitri the Stud. You can check it out on YouTube.
Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Oh. Now let's back up here.
I'm great in bed.
I'm great in bed. Hmm. Who the Christ says that about themselves?
Things
I'm great
that
in
make
bed.
You go, hmm.
I mean, even John Holmes probably says, yeah, I'm all right, you know? Yeah. I mean, you have to say you're all right.
And you might not even talk about the quality. John Holmes might say, I'm well endowed.
Right.
I don't know if I'm good or not, but I'm well endowed.
Doesn't matter.
18 inches.
You know? I'm good in bed.
It's crazy.
Who that Christ
And he has
says
money,
that.
Too. Apparently he has money.
I don't know if he's got dough or not. I think he says he's got dough. I think he says he's writing a screenplay. I think he says he's good in bed. You know, that's your move, right?
Yeah, yeah. The screenplay and
bed?
The bed thing. Okay. You go, dog!
I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a complete catch for the FBI. That's who's looking to catch you,
We got
you,
the
baby.
Guys here for you.
Yeah. You're an imminent catch for the feds.
I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, it went a year. It's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm
there's nothing wrong with
And now, where does he
me.
Live? Where's this guy?
I think it's either in Toronto or San Francisco. I'm not
okay.
sure.
Because he's talking about a long-distance relationship. I'm thinking, you know, he's in one of those cities, and she was really, really far away, like never met him.
Well, you know, I tried to actually call the guy today.
Oh, really?
Because there's a version of this, where a guy recreates it, mm-hmm. and he recreates the visual of what we're hearing audio-wise. And he actually says the number. And I was trying to read the lips and figure out the number because they gave the first six numbers and the last number. So I'm only missing three numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, I mean, it looks like he said three particular numbers. Mm-hmm. And I called that number today.
Yeah.
And it's like a weird answering machine where it's like, you know, sort of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a... the music in the background is something you would hear like in a bar in like Tehran or something. It was like an odd, or maybe like Greece, you know? I mean,
this conversation is very revealing because on Thursday night you play What's Jesse Jackson Saying? And it sounds like every other night you play What's This Crazy?
Yeah, this guy is absolutely nuts. All right, the Dimitri the Stud, everybody.
What's Dimitri saying?
Yeah, here we go.
Very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
Now, anytime you say you're one of the few people who has nothing wrong with them, you go right to the top of the list of people with everything wrong with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Right to the top.
What an evaluation of the rest of us.
Yeah, when you say, when a guy goes, say, anything wrong with you? Nope, I'm like a great catch. I'm a perfect guy. Like, uh-oh, you go to the other column right now. You got to fight your way back.
And what's crazy is nobody's asking him. He's volunteering all this in solo.
Well, my guess is also that he didn't have a good relationship with his grandparents. Because I bet this is where you got you know, your humbleness as well. You get it from your grandparents. Your grandparents say, don't ever say anything great about yourself, let others do it.
Yeah.
You know?
And absolutely.
Grandma stuck that to me.
Grandma gave me that, two things. She gave me that, and don't laugh until you know they're all right. And I use that a lot.
I got to start using that one more. All right, here's some more.
Ooh, there's some handprints on your ass. You all right? Because I'm going to laugh my ass off. I spanked the hell out of you. Okay, here we go.
All right, Dimitri the Stud, everybody.
Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
Ooh, quite a catch.
So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you, you lose my number.
Oh.
I'm erasing yours right now.
Punishment.
So you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it.
Wow, a missed opportunity. An absolute missed opportunity
for
this young lady.
Yeah, for all of womankind.
Yeah. All right, now he gets even crazier. Here we go, Dimitri the Stud.
Now, I understand if you've got other issues, like maybe you're not playing games, maybe you've had... I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood, maybe your mother has cancer, you're going to chemo.
Abused in childhood versus abused as a child. It's just the juxtaposition of different words is weird with him.
Yeah, and he's also, and he lays the, you know, mom's cans are on fire, you know, with the cancer comment. That's always a way to get a chick in bed. Hey, how's your mom's boobs? They still on fire? What the Christ? Oh, I can't wait to meet this guy.
Mother has cancer. You're going to chemo. Maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of. But nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive-aggressive.
Dr.
You should actually
Kill.
Look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder.
She should look it up. She's got the problem.
Dr. Kill McGraw.
Oh, bah, boom.
You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder. And you let me know if you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested.
I'm on birth control pills, but you'll never know now. That's the only thing I'm on. Jeez.
Jesus Christ. This guy goes through her entire life. Maybe she just wasn't interested in him. Is that possible?
Maybe she saw crazy, you know, in his eyes, and
right.
She moved on.
Yeah, she didn't want to be... the woman on Oprah in 4 months, having to explain to Oprah why she didn't leave the man before the man threw gas in her face and tried to burn her to death. You know, she wanted to take the first step to avoid that, which is not calling him back.
This segment has been so revealing about what you watch during the day and what you do.
Well, I saw that thing on Oprah yesterday.
Easy.
It was about this poor woman who was dating this guy. I think it was in Chicago. And they were, you know, breaking up, and she couldn't get out for some reason or other. And he threw gasoline on her face and on her entire body and burned her. And she ran into a T-Mobile store, and they put the fire out. And now she's scarred over like 95% of her body. Mm. And so everybody in the Oprah audience, you know, they're very quiet. You know, they're very quiet and respectful. But you can hear them. And if you turn the volume up loud enough, you can hear... Damn, I thought I was going to get a car. Damn, I thought I was going to get some perfume. Damn,
yeah.
I thought this was going to be one of those things where we all get at least a subscription.
You get a BlackBerry, and you get a BlackBerry.
He's in the building!
Now it's just this burnt woman.
You get a sad story, and you get a sad story, and you get a sad story.
Yeah, you get automatic depression.
Oprah,
yeah,
my girl.
It's Paxil for everybody. all right, here's more of the YouTube and Dimitri the Stud.
Okay, but if you're psychologically normal,
like you,
and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine. But otherwise, don't call me. Okay? Bye.
There he goes.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I don't think... See, you know, we get exposed to crazy women because
right.
we're men, but... I probably have friends just like this.
That
I might even know this guy. I mean, he's left a message. I'm sure some of my friends are crazy, but I've never heard anybody like this.
Yeah, I know. It really is amazing, huh?
Because our crazy friends are very normal around us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I spent time with OJ 6 months before.
Oh, that's right. You went out drinking with him.
Yeah, let's get the logistics right. I was at a place with Johnny Gill and Ricky Bell.
Right.
And OJ came and sat down because Nicole was in another part of the same club hanging out and didn't want to be bothered. So he sat with
didn't
us.
Didn't want to be killed.
Yeah. She was like, I like my neck.
Right.
So he came over and sat with us, and we did a lot of tequila shots, and she was with this chick, Faye Resnick.
I think that's
how you pronounce it.
Now, could he handle his booze?
You know, I'm probably a bad judge because
right.
I was doing shots, and I, you know, it'd be really irresponsible of me to say I think he's doing a great job. No, but we sat and we did shots, and you know what? I don't think I ever told you this story. He told me a lot about how wonderful a woman she was, and Faye Resnick wrote what she could. Actually, she wrote some things that she couldn't have known because she was in another part of the club for many things. But she wrote a lot about the evening, and he told me, you know, she's special. There's no other woman like her. I've tried living without her, and I can't. He told me things like that.
Wow.
But never in your life do you expect you're going to be on that end of a controversy.
Right.
Have you
talked to him since that happened?
No.
The back off boogaloo, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. You know, but and it's weird because one day I wish Johnny Gill, I'm going to get Johnny Gill on the phone. I want him to tell you.
Now, is that the first time you met OJ?
Yeah. You know, I used to see OJ on the Paramount lot, and he would say, hey, brother. You know,
how's your house hunting coming?
Wasn't real convincing when he said brother either. But, hey, brother. You know, it's like you have
but
no flavor.
I can do that.
Yeah, when you say, hey, brother,
right.
I buy it.
Right.
You know, but I got a feeling that I really wasn't his brother prior to that moment.
Right,
you know,
okay.
Bottom line, though, is I had run into him maybe once or twice in my life. OJ is not one of them brothers that hung in the circles I hung in those days.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know,
Who did he hang with?
Who did he hang with?
Yeah.
White women.
I guess just lots of white women.
Yeah, he hung with Marcus Allen.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, and, he, you know, A.C. Collins. He had Collins. He had, you know, some cops he was friends with. And, you know, it's just not, he wasn't with me and Mike Tyson and Ed and Magic and Johnny Gill. And, you know, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but we never saw O.J. at, you know, I don't know, Carlos and Charlie's and Reggie. What's the one on Sunset? El Privado. El Privado.
Never showed up there.
There was a drink called to Mike Tyson.
Oh, is that right?
There was a drink. He was fighting then, so we drank it. But, but he's having a few now.
All right, call us up here. The crazy S you've had to put up with, either in the workplace or in a personal relationship. But the crap that you've had to deal with from crazy people, I think, and again, we talked about this last night, there used to be about 9 to 10% of the nation was crazy, and about 90% of people were sane. I really now think it's about 75% of the people in this country are effing crazy.
Now, are you just kicking it, or is that a stat that actually has been published?
That's crazy stat. My stat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that about 75% of the people now in this country are crazy.
And see, no disrespect mentioned.
And I'm there, right there with them.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sort of crazy as well.
I'm in there. I'm in there. But I sometimes when I'm outside of the studio, I'll quote you. And I'll realize that you made up the stat. So I have to ask you something.
Did you
read that? Or is that something you came up with while you were sitting with Oprah?
That's personal information.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The crazy lunatic crap you've had to put up with recently. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. And tonight at 10 o'clock, for the first time on the air, we will play a rap song with Ice-T and my father, Tim Conway. About 20 years ago, they did a rap song together, and for the first time, we'll play it on the air. Finally got permission to do it.
The crazy guy from YouTube couldn't drag me out of here.
Right. All right, this is Tim Conway Jr. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And our city hall is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
Freaks come out at night. Yes. We are two of them.
Yeah. All right, the crazy crap you've had to put up with or you've witnessed in your past. And I think there are a lot more people that are crazy nowadays than were alive back from the 70s when I was tooling around. And especially when you grow up in, you know, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. It happened to be a fairly conservative place to grow up. And you grew up in Cleveland, and also another fairly conservative place to hang. And so you didn't really run into radical craziness until you left.
Let's see. Dennis Kucinich was a little different.
Although, you told me a story that was pretty good about how in your neighborhood, if the cops would like bring a guy home, the fat lady would run out. You know, the mom or the sister would run out of the house and try to whoop the guy's ass in front of the cop.
Yeah, you know, I was explaining to Tim that my initial relationship with law enforcement officers was usually guys who were standing in front of a house. Shut up! Take your ass back in the house. It was women arguing with cops in my neighborhood, you know. And it's like, call daddy, get me a lawyer. It's like, okay, you know. It was always those conflicting relationships with. But now I try to teach my son that those guys in blue are our friends.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know? Until they pull you over.
Yeah.
I give you.
I learned a little different.
Hands free stuff.
No.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Did I explain that well?
Yes, you did.
I told you the story better the first time. And by the way, they just told me I called you.
We used it off the air. Used it very colorful language.
Yeah, you know what happens to me sometimes? You tell me to say, tell you something that I talked about earlier, and I realize, ooh. Right, let's see, what's the words for that act where you urinate and then throw a grenade? You know? What's the word? Anyway, hey, by the way, they thought I called you Reggie, but I didn't call you. That's Reggie, right?
Yeah,
that's
Reggie's
Pat
with us.
Pat Prescott's husband.
Is that right? Look at you, man. Nice to see you.
Pat used to be his wife, but now
he's and Pat's on the wave.
Yeah, and I can say that because anybody who listens to us does not listen to the wave.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what the crossover is.
Hey, wave your born ass away from me with that Kenny G. No. Anyway.
All right, let's talk to Ander here on the 5 Freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
It is a pleasure to speak to you both. I'm big fans of the show,
and
I love it when Kenny was on. Hey. I really, really do.
Thanks,
dude.
All right, 4th of July. I'm about 16 years old. We're sitting down the garage. We got the barbecue chicken, corn on the table. Out back, we hear the screeching tires and the screaming of a man and a woman. Well, so what the hell is that? So we basically go out to the back porch, and there's a road going behind our house. We go out there. We see this big, I think it was a Chevy Impala, scream around the block and, again, stop in front of our house. This woman comes out of the passenger side of the car. The guy jumps out, grabs her, and literally starts punching her in the face. She's got blood coming down and everything. He tells her, hey, whatever your name is, get in the car. She obediently gets in the car. They tear up around the block again and stop in front and walk behind our house. My mom says, oh, no, 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 no. So she goes off the porch, waits for them to come back around. Guy gets out of the car to scream at the woman again, who's trying to look like she's trying to escape. My mom starts poking him in the chest, saying, you can't treat a woman like that. You can't do this. And then the woman, who's got blood coming down her nose, starts screaming at my mom to leave my man alone. And I'm like, we're all standing there, just stone stock still, watching this happen. He basically grabs this woman, comes around the car, grabs the woman, tells my mom to go F herself.
Right.
And basically grabs the woman by the hair, jams her back into the Impala, screams up the road, and we don't hear another word from them the entire night.
Yeah,
but you can hear them screaming at each other.
And that was their wedding night?
Right. The sheriffs came to our house.
Jesus Christ, man.
Like, what was that? Because I had run after the car up the street, and they were parked in a driveway at a house up one block and one house over. I'm like, they live right there.
Wow.
The cop says, yeah, that was their wedding night. That
Jesus
was
Christ, man. You know what? That's a bad start. You know, anytime you're out there punching your wife in the face, you've been married for an hour, usually that happens later on. you know, you've been married 7, 10, 12 years, and you think to yourself, divorce is going to cost me a lot. Maybe I'll just, you know, kill her. I mean, that's what a lot of guys. That's a lot of guys think. Not me, of course, but
no.
A lot of guys. You know, I think Oprah said this yesterday.
You know what, man? When I was just a fan, and I would sit in the car at home and I'd listen to you, I would say, "That's a man. That's a man's man. That's the kind of guy I like."
No, but the number one cause of death for pregnant women in this country is murder.
Wow.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Is that a, we have a LAPD officer.
We have a lot of people in the room. Don't think we're crazy.
And he nodded yes. That's the number one cause of death for pregnant women in this country is murder. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Man, oh man, oh man. Guys really don't want that child. You know, she really wants that kid, and guys really don't want that kid. And that's how you get murder.
Yeah. You know, I...
That's what happens.
This is kind of a lose-lose area for me.
I know, for everybody. Everybody involved. This is the tape they're going to play back in, you know, in 10 years. And you're like, wow, Arsenio and Conway are both...
They started talking about OJ.
They're both speed rapping down LAPD. All right, Julie and Camarillo, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
All right, guys. You have to put up with some crazy dudes?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. I was in my 20s, and I had a coworker who was just a friend. We'd all go out in a great big group, and it was, you know, all platonic. He decided that we should date and that kind of thing, and I'm like, no, I'm just not into you that way. So he decapitated a stuffed animal I'd given him and left it on my driveway.
Wow.
Whoa.
What a sign.
See, I wonder why I didn't want to date him.
Yeah, wow. And you knew it was him for sure, huh?
Oh, yeah, because I'd given him a stuffed Pavlov dog. You know Pavlov's dog?
Right.
You know, okay, it was a stuffed dog that was actually named Pavlov. And there weren't that many of them. It wasn't like, you know, you drove into a 7-Eleven and, hey, look, Pavlov, you know? So it was the only one I knew that I'd given to someone, and it was on my driveway decapitated.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder what he's thinking. You know, is he thinking that you see the decapitated dog and then you say, let me go call him?
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I should date you.
Yeah. What does he think the next move is? All right. Thank you. And I don't get guys that are that caught up in chicks. Like, I have a friend who I can't tell you his name because you may recognize his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, he lives in the San Fernando Valley, and he's in show business. I think he edits. And about 3 years ago...
As we're doing right now with his name.
Right, exactly. His wife just left him, and they had two kids, and his wife just split. And for a year and a half after she left, he was crying. I mean, you go out to dinner with him, he'd cry. He'd wake up in the morning, he'd cry. He'd cry at lunch. He'd cry at work. He cried, man, for a year and a half.
Mm.
And I said, Babo, you got the ticket out. I mean, you know, the prison, the warden and the inmates have left the prison and opened the doors. You know, because they left him with the house and they took off.
Wow.
Now he's got the house, no wife. The two teenage kids who are a-holes anyway, and he's set up.
Sitting there watching Oprah crying.
He put on those hockey skates, the CCMs, laced them up, and was out of there, and yet he cried for a year and a half.
I've seen that.
I don't get it, man.
I've seen that, but, you know, like I told you, the OJ story, before, I don't know who killed Nicole. You know, as a black man, I must say that at all times before I talk about OJ. I really don't know how she died. You know, right on, bro.
Do you have a suspicion?
I'm thinking that
you have a possible cause that you're entertaining. You have to tell us what it is, but
the Bruno Moglies.
You got an area.
Was a problem for my blackness. The Bruno Moglies was, you know, but the deal is. What I told you about him, he was talking to me about how wonderful Nicole, how no woman can replace Nicole, how wonderful she is. I've tried. He said this to me, Tim, I've tried. Hmm. But there are no women like Nicole. He really, you know, and it's a conflicting thing, that love.
Yeah, it really is tough. All right, we've heard from Dimitri the Stud on YouTube. Play a little part of that before we go to commercial break here. The crazy guys and girls you've had to put up with. People are so mentally ill nowadays.
Tim, have you ever thought about killing a woman? Just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Not my wife, and not recently, but years ago.
Oh, no, not your wife.
No, there was an incident that happened years and years ago where a chick, it's a long story, but she busted out a window of mine, flattened some tires, and had some guy, like, you know, push me around. And I wanted,
really?
Yeah, I wanted to kill her for that.
Wait, she had a guy step to you?
Yeah.
And put hands on you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And I'd still would like to get a piece of
it. If that ever happens again, please call me, because I got some people that'll step.
Is that right?
That'll step to her boy.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah. We'll step back.
Step to him quick. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. And Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
You're calling again. The guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work, because, you know, some people leave early, and I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that.
Free FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us, which means it must be Wednesday,
hump
right?
Day. It's hump day for Cleveland West here.
Got to deal with a lot of crazies. We heard Dimitri the Stud. You can see him on YouTube. The strangest message I've ever heard from the strangest dude I've ever heard. All right, the strange people you got to deal with on almost a daily basis here.
Or on Wednesdays,
mm-hmm.
How your partner all of a sudden starts to... You know what I'm doing to you, Tim? I'm trying to bring an additional minority in the studio every week.
So excellent.
Now, see all these people? I wanted to see who you really were. He hasn't snapped yet. I got so many black people here right now. I got a Mexican officer. I got an Asian assistant. And
you got two Hispanic officers.
Yes, yes. Three, where is he? There's another one out there. And Tim hasn't blinked yet.
And we got Eddie out here.
Eddie's out there. I brought who is Chinese.
He's Chinese.
I brought in, and this you know this to be true because you were here. You are Tim. I brought in Magic Don Juan.
Bishop.
And
I like that.
And
guy.
You were cool.
Yeah, with the dollar signs all over his jacket.
Yes, indeed. So I've been trying to
break me, huh?
I've been trying to break you, but Tim's not who we thought he was. He's a Negrophile, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk to Gary and Laguna Niguel. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
How you guys doing?
All right.
Okay, here's the story. I was in college, and I broke up with my girlfriend. I had a white Volkswagen, and I met this other girl, and she had a white Volkswagen, so I asked her if we could drop off my car at the repair shop, and we came to my house, and we started screwing around. Next thing we know, we heard sirens, we come running out in my driveway, and my ex-girlfriend torched that girl's car, thinking it was my car.
Oh, you skated.
No, and the only reason we found out is because she threw pictures of us in the car, and the police recognized pictures of me and her. Some burnt and some didn't burn.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that is horrible. They catch the guy who did it?
It was my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, it was your ex-girlfriend. They caught her.
Mm. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And what'd she do, time for it?
No, restitution. And I'll tell you something funny. After she paid the restitution, I had my window in my front of my window in my house broken out. And I knew it was her. So we couldn't prove it.
Oh, boom. All right, man. Well, it sounds like you got some great chicks in your life.
Thank Thank you very much.
All right. There he goes, everybody.
I had an ex-girlfriend put a rat in the drawer of a new girlfriend.
Is that right? And, How'd she get in there?
She went to such lengths to do it. She got a job at the real estate company that the current girlfriend was working.
Jesus. And, to get the key to get in the house?
And to be around her, right? You know? And she was at work. I mean, literally at work. You know, my girl would tell me about the new girl at work. And I never thought that it was my ex, and she got a job there, and she eventually put a rat in the girl's drawer.
Real quickly, we have to take a break. Do you remember Sam Kinison?
Oh, yeah.
Sam Kinison went to LAX, went to get on a plane, and put his bag through the metal detector, stop it, and they go, wait a minute, you got a loaded 45 in that bag. Let's back off.
She set him up.
Yeah, and it was his girlfriend who put that gun in the
bag.
He missed his flight.
That's a good trick.
Yeah. That is a pretty decent trick.
Put the right amount of cocaine in somebody's bag, and you don't have to kill
him. It's over. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. Let's check in with Gina Grad and see what's happening in the news at 9 o'clock, everybody.
Well, Stephen Baldwin is afraid of Barack Obama, and California is afraid of ground beef. We'll have this and more after the break.
All right. Also, we're going to play for you the David Letterman's top 10 list right now, the top 10 senior citizen pickup lines. And Randy heard that about 20 minutes ago. What's your reaction?
Dude, this is the best top 10 list I've ever heard.
All right.
People picking each other up.
Yeah. Randy, a major fan of the top 10 list. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.